Everybody, I've got great news. And if you get up and start running out, I'll lock the door. We don't have a speaker tonight. We got the talker, Millie. And you know what? I decided years ago, in about 1970, I started classes. And I sat there, you know, for 10 years, never opened my mouth, with Reverend Ida Hill being the teacher. Some of you already know that. I didn't see what other people were seeing or hear what other people were hearing. And no, and so I thought, well, God sure doesn't want to use me. And then Mom Hill crossed over and left the body, 1981. And Reba was here then. She's back in Texas now. And she said, we can't just let the classes go. And, of course, neither her nor I felt we had the gift to do the classes. Because, yes, you can maybe have mediumship. And I didn't have it. I knew I didn't have it. I mean, and, you know, I just kept thinking, Reba, maybe you can do it. I can't do it. And she said, well, we've got to try. So went home, and that's when my hand started to work first. And I got these writings that I knew I couldn't have dreamed it up. I couldn't have come up with them. And it gave me a little more confidence. Then I tried class. And when I tried class, Dennis, I don't know if you were there. Maybe you were, Lord. I don't know who was there. But you were there, Reese. And when they hit me to make me know that I was not hit physically, pow, I mean, touched me in such a way that I felt the energy to such an extent, apparently I just glided across the floor. They had to really let me know that they wanted to work with me. Who was in class at that time? And you weren't. You came later. You were in the afternoon class, weren't you? Were you there, Reese? I glided across the floor. Did you see that? Well, that was to let me know, yeah, they wanted to work with me. They, God. See, God is love, so wherever God is, love is. And souls free, the body wanted to work with me. You know, it's so easy for me to hug you guys if you give me a chance, but when you're free of the body, you don't have the physical to hug, but that love is still there. The love that is holding your body together will be forever. So one time here on Wednesday, Sunday, I guess it was, I read a class lesson or two, and everybody's so elated with telling me nice things about it, I thought I'd do that tonight. So the souls that write with me are in the free side of life, and I have to tell you, when I go back and look at some of these, I know I couldn't have written them. But they are, as far as I'm concerned, every word is truth. But you accept only what feels right, because, again, I'm no closer to God than you are. But does God plan everything? Arrange opportunities? How much is left up to us? This is your question? Now talking to me. They're talking to me. Is this your question? They're asking me. And people having been asking it for many years, yet I think the answer is very obvious. I hope I can explain it. God is not a man or woman on a throne. According to the Bible, God is love. Now, with that being true, where is God? Answer, wherever love is. God lives wherever love exists. We don't go to God or come from God. God is love and is in all of us. Now, not God, but a little thread of God, a little bubble of God is in all of us and around us. I see this in a childlike manner. We're all bubbles of God, and we create our own lives. And the tools we use are the lessons taught to us by Jesus, the evolved Son of God. He said, these are not my words that I'm giving you. This is quoting Jesus Christ. These are not my words that I'm giving you, but the words given me by my Father. He taught us, as you give, you will receive tenfold. As you give, you will receive tenfold. Now, if we give out good, we will get back overflowing good. But if you give out anger and negativity, we also get that back overflowing, because as you give, you will receive. Now, we would like to think that part's not true. We'd like to think we send out a little good thought, we're going to get all that good back. But give out anger and you're going to get it back, and you'll become miserable. Miserable as it comes back. Give love and it comes back in great joy in our area of need. God does not die. And you say, oh, yes, I'm going to die someday. Everybody I knew died that's older than me. Well, no, God doesn't die. The God part of you never dies. The God or love part of you will never die. God, love, will live on forever. The Bible says we will never be without a body. That's in the Bible. We'll never be without a body. When our body of flesh is no longer good, worn out like an old broken car, we are given a body of light. But the Bible tells us we have a body of flesh and then a body of light. We came to earth, life is everlasting. How much love you have will set the stage for your future. We came to earth to represent God by being loving. We promised when we came down here to earth, oh God, let me go down there and I'll be an example of love. I would just be beaming and be happy and joyous, and God, I will represent you so well. We promised that before we come. Are we trying? He showed us the way, told us truth. He gave us the answers he got from his Father. Another thing is good to remember is God does not listen just because we click our fingers and say, I'm going to talk to you now, God. I'm going to pray. Get on my knees or fold your hands or drop your head or whatever. Not just when you are going to pray. You don't have the power to summon God. Over here, God, sit down, I'm going to talk to you. What do you think? Huh? Think about it. We call this prayer. We talk to God all the time with our thoughts. Right this minute, you're talking to God. Right this minute, you're talking to God. God knows our very thoughts, sees our every action, and knows our intentions for these actions. Wherever love is, God is. With all this in mind, do you think God plans everything? Arrange everything? How much is left up to you? You can't fool God by pretending to be praying for others. And you know a lot of people do that. I'm going to pray for you. Oh, no. You can't pretend or doing for others in order to get good for yourself. You say, oh, well, I'll just give out a little good and I'll get it back. And that'll, boy, that'll make me a good day, huh? You can't give to get. It has to be meaningful. You have to mean it. God knows your intentions, and you would be doing and giving good in order to get. Prayers and deeds must be done fully and completely without any thought of return. How many of you would go to your workplace every day if you didn't think you were going to get paid? Thank you, Mary. That was I like that little chuckle back there. But think about this. You can't pretend to be praying for others or doing for others in order to get good for yourself. God knows your intentions, and you would be doing and giving good in order to get. Prayers and deeds must be done fully and completely without any thought of return. God's divine order will return good or negative to you, depending on what you're giving out. Now you think, well, oh yeah, well, you know, I've always been just such a sweet little thing and I've never done anything wrong. Why do I have to have this happen to me? And I want that have to happen to me. And, you know, and then, well, this is only one stage of your life. You only have one life. But this is only one stage of that one life. One cell in that energy that we call life, called Craig. Right? We're just knowing him as Craig. We don't know who he was before. That man works every day to make his wife happy, his children happy. He works out on those big ships out there, goes out in the ocean to try to keep our country safe. Now, but we don't know who he was before. He may be doing that to help make up for some terrible wrong that he did in a previous expression. We don't know that. And please, everybody, don't go to one of these people that says, oh, I'm going to regress you. let me regress you and find out that you were, you know, Madam Big Toots. Big Toots? Ooh, I wasn't sure what was coming out there. You couldn't handle who you were before. You could not handle who you were before. If Julio found out who he was before, he might be so angry at himself he couldn't even live with himself. We don't know. But life is always progressing. It is better now than it was in the last expression. You could have hit him harder if you wanted to. So think about this, everybody. Are you thinking on it? Was your intention to give or to get when you were praying? Or was it because you love others to such an extent that you want only good for them? God knows the difference. Why collect piles of money, large homes, fancy cars that you can't take with you and leave this body of flesh and step into the body of light? You can't take a penny with you when you go. And I don't care how much you paid for your car, you can't take it with you when you go. The only thing that you can take with you when you go is your love volume, big or little. You are your love volume. However much love you have, that's all really you are. That's the only thing that lives forever is your love part. How's that feel? Hope it feels good. This is all so hard to explain, but I've tried to show you how I see it. That's my soul's talking to me. The soul's free of the body. Do remember the truth is in everyone because we're all God's kids. The devil is only another word for negativity. If you throw out enough negative, you'll think you're living in hell right now. Right now. The devil is only another word for negativity. Evil is another word for negativity. We choose to be negative or positive in our thoughts, deeds, and actions. We choose our future by what we put in it today. A lot of responsibility here, huh? How's that feel? Would you like to put it on somebody else's shoulders? Would you like to blame somebody else when your life isn't going good? We are tools to help this world, a school for learning. We can be examples of negativity, which was Judas. That was a big job he took on. People have been hating him forever. He took on a big job to be an example and show us negativity and what happens, right? How we handle bumps sets us for a small... we can handle examples of negativity, which is Judas, or examples of positive love, which was Jesus. This makes our road to eternity smooth or bumpy. How can we handle the bumps set us up for a smoother road ahead or more bumps? A bumpy road's much harder to handle in a loving manner than a nice smooth road. But let's remember to polish our road to eternity with the glove of love. You're building your road for tomorrow, right now. Right now, with the very thoughts that's going through you, right now. How's that feel? It seems that so many of you place value of everything on material cost. Now let's think about this. Can you buy old mom and dad or old grandma and old grandpa? Can you buy them? They made it possible for you to have this walk on earth. Is money going to buy them once they leave the body? Oh yeah? When they leave the body, can you buy them back? Can you buy true love? Can you buy new toes for your feet? Can you buy a taller frame for a 5-foot man to become a 6-foot man? Many of the things that are most important to you cannot be bought, like air or air to breathe and lungs to utilize the air. You can't buy it. So many things that you take for granted you need the most and cannot be bought with the sometimes worshipped dollar. If this is true, can it be that some of you think if a book costs more, it's more valuable than a less expensive book? Oh, yes, I mean, it cost me a lot, so take care of it. Make sure you get it back to me. Oh, I only paid a buck or two for that. You can, if you lose it, don't worry about it. If a painting costs more, is it much better than the painting by a homeless man who offers his skill of painting for a much lesser amount? Some of the greater wisdom is found in a nursing home. Does anybody ever take time just to walk through a nursing home and look at these elderly people that are sitting there? It breaks my heart. I'll never forget the lady that was hanging over the side of her chair. And nobody went over to help her straighten up. Some of the greater wisdom is found in a nursing home, held in a frail body that has walked and experienced life. Some human containers with poor eyesight and no hearing can be the very best books ever read and being passed by because they carry no sign of cost. There's an old song written by a very advanced soul that says, "The best things in life are free." Remember that song? The best things in life are free. This carries much more truth than most recognize. Jesus did not come about giving money, but he gave of himself and his wisdom. He accepted what was given to him, such as a room, food, or friendship. He said, "You go into town, if they offer you a bed or food, take it." He didn't say you go in and charge people, did he? He said, "You go in there and take what's offered." Don't say, "Oh, you can't give to me, Who do you think you are giving to me? I'm Jesus Christ. You can't talk to me. Don't try to offer me something." No, he said, "Take whatever they offer. Be a gracious receiver." Little lady came in tonight and gave me this. Gave me this little string of pearls. Then she couldn't stay, so she left. So anyhow, please take the time to notice the thoughts that go through your mind to see if they are positive or negative. Thoughts are just as real as any other part of you, and may we say even more so, your thoughts are more a part of you than your elbow or the nose on your face. Your thoughts are the real you. Many of you carry thoughts that can be harmful. You would avoid a lion loose from a cage that can destroy you, but not notice the thoughts that can harm your soul's progress. Right? You'll pay great money to hear the thoughts of speakers that have a hired team to promote them and pass up the old man in the chair who is filled with knowledge. Or a church speaker that may carry more truths than the most expensive speaker. Please realize that trained speakers travel about and speak their words, but do not stay around for further conversation to be an example of the words that they have given. Most of those speakers, you go out there, you pay a lot of money and get to hear them, right? Then they leave. You can't even talk to them afterwards. Jesus Christ never traveled far from his home. He traveled on foot, not in a fancy car, airplane, or cruise ship. People could touch him, speak to him, eat with him, and really get to know him. He's a great example and will always be a great example for those still on earth as men, as well as many who are free. He led by example and is leading by example today. He didn't quit just because he left the body. Everyone is connected to the source and can be tapped by the draw of love called the draw of likeness. Please allow yourself to go about your day collecting wisdom. Collecting knowledge will do you no good without the wisdom to use it properly. We have people going, paying big money and go to college, and I think that is absolutely wonderful. But let's hope they collect wisdom that they use as well as the book knowledge. What do you say? By using it properly means using your knowledge to brighten the lives of others, and thus the sun will shine in your life. How many of you said, "Thank you, God, for my chance to image you today"? Did you ever think about doing that today? Thank you, God, for using me as an image of you, being an example of love. Laura came in and gave me a wonderful hug. I got wonderful hugs from a number of you people. Food for my soul! And didn't cost me a penny. Is that wonderful? So how many of you said, "Thank you, God, for my chance to image you today," and then allow the joy to fill your heart? Oh, this world, this walking on earth is such a tremendous opportunity. Don't you wish we could really be alert to it? You know, I can look at some of you out there, and I can see the God stories that you are, because I've known some of you long enough to see the God stories evolve. That little mommy out there with those two boys that adore her. I can just look and I see, oh, these two sisters, one that came from France to visit her sister that lives here, so that they'll have all this time together to be good little sisters. That's God in action. And you two love her. Oh. Isn't it wonderful, Lindy? Life is so grand, kids. Life is so grand.